This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Livestock manure has long been utilized as fertilizer for crops, but the methods of applying animal waste to fields were cumbersome and had the potential to cause nutrient loss. Today, swine farms store manure under the barns in deep pits, which are emptied routinely for application to crop fields. SDSU Extension swine specialist Bob Toller explains liquid manure is injected 8 to 10 inches beneath the soil, preventing nitrogen volatilization.
And also, with phosphorus, we worry about runoff, ending up in the lakes, rivers, and streams. But again, if we inject that manure 8 inches underneath the soil top, that phosphorus is not going to run off.
To retain nutrients and obtain uniform fertilizer, manure pits are agitated before application. In addition, Toller states nutrient samples are taken for both the manure and the soil where the nutrients are to be applied to enable accurate fertilizer delivery based on crop needs.
So, for example, the old rule of thumb was you need 1.2 pounds of nitrogen for every bushel of corn. And so let's say your yield goal was 200 bushels, right? So that means that crop has to have 240 pounds of N. Well, let's say you take a soil test, there's 100 pounds of nitrogen in there, then that means we can only apply 140 pounds of nitrogen through manure to meet that goal.
Improved methods of application also reduce odor, as injection places manure below the soil surface. Toller believes today's pig farmers are using science and technology to enhance food production while safeguarding their environment. Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.